Several commissioners, both Democrats and Republicans, expressed disappointment that they could not agree on just one set of maps. GOP Commissioner Charlie Nesbitt questioned whether releasing two different maps is even constitutional under the rules set up for what is supposed to be a politically independent body.
We're here at the behest of the people of New York, who went through the difficult process of changing the constitution of the state to get rid of the gerrymandering of the past and to produce fair maps that are fair to all the residents of the state. So let's remember that that's our ideal. Let's just do better.
Nesbitt, along with the other commissioners, voted in the end to approve both maps. Public hearings will be held around the state in late October and early November before final maps are drawn by January 15th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.